Hello, my name is Lamo. Welcome. Today, if you have never been to the Wednesday class, we'll be doing the Tara mantras. If you're not familiar with a Tara mantra, it's on the first, it's on the second, actually, you can, I think it's on the bottom of the first pink sheet. And we're doing that for Tara Mantra Retreat that they're having at the Herika Center in Taiwan. And it's for, I don't have a copy of the full dedication, but I believe it's for the long, healthy, happy life for Lama Zopa Rinpoche and His Holiness Dalai Lama. But I thought it'd be nice if we also dedicated to His Eminence Choden Rinpoche, who's they've asked us to also pray for him, for he's resting for 2 months. And it was also for Shakyamuni Buddha's teachings to remain long, and so that sentient beings would, I think, achieve renunciation and bodhicitta, and probably the wisdom realizing emptiness. And the other one was so that the world would be a safer, happier place, something like that. So that's the dedication that we should do as when we say our Tara mantras. If you like, you know, you can either report it to that center tomorrow, or you can also let me know what they are. You can come up and write your name and the number of mantras you've written, because they want to know how many you do. So when Geshe-la arrives, we will be doing the Guru Yoga, Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga, and there's pamphlets in the bin if you don't have any. And then after that, we'll do the short mandal offering before the teachings, and the request to turn the wheel of Dharma on the back of the first bay sheet and the white prayer book. And then Geshe-la will start chanting the refuge and bodhicitta prayer. And that's on the flip side of that same bay sheet at the bottom. He'll be chanting that in Tibetan also. And then we'll chime in. And then we'll be, he'll say it's a prayer by himself. And then, I'm not sure whether he will pick up where he left off in this book, The Great Treatise on the Stages of Pastoral Enlightenment, or whether he'll start on a new chapter. He's stopped two-thirds down on page 245, Varieties of Karma, or he might start on chapter 15 that says Cultivating Ethical Behavior. It's mostly about purification practice. So, I'm not sure what he'll do. Or I don't even know if he'll talk about Samanta Bhadra offerings, because he was thinking of doing that last week, but he didn't do it. So I'm not quite sure what he'll be doing tonight. Or he might even give a summary of karma. I'm not sure what he'll be teaching tonight. Whatever, I'm sure it will be glorious. So anyway, if you want to just do the green Tara mantras to yourself and count them. I'm sure the center will greatly appreciate it, and the merit will be wonderful for us. Thank you. Oh, and I'm sorry. Welcome, Venerable Shirky, from LPP Australia. And I'm so sorry. Turkey, it's Venerable Shirky Lal. Yeah, same as, only I guess they spell it in the English a little bit differently, but it's very easy to remember. So we're so lucky to have her here. So you'll be here for about 6 weeks, I think. Just four weeks. Okay. And while they're saying your prayer list, saying the mantras, I'll try to quietly read the prayer list. Prayers for a happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. All the Tibetans that have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Maya Angelou, James Emerson Bates, Connie Estes, Bob Perry, Steve Reese, Oris Sopka and Ashley Hawes and Friend, Pierre Winfield, Annabelle the Dog, Casper, Biddy the Cat, Gallic the Fish, Lorelei the Cat, Tara Soha the Tree Mouse. Job Search, Roseanne Barona, Joey Gooch, Jim Kay, Ashlyn Kloss, James Lillig, Michelle Matich, Pooja, Greg Weaver, Sandy Wimbush. Prayers for Health and Well-Being, Kabje Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, Venerable Turkey Lamo, Venerable Losang Tsering, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Russell Allen, Wayne Andrews, Lisa Baranski, Jim Barnes, Luce Barona, Narcisse Barona Sr., Roseanne Barona, Dimitri Diamandopoulos, Diane Foreman and son Brad Wolf, R.G., Gigi, and A.C., Dorothy Gilbert, Crystal Green, and sons Richard Griffith, Dee Freeman and her daughter Lily, Mildred Gooch, Tracy Haas Thompson, Francis Hayashi, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson, Buddy, Helen Kasanoff, Nina Kowalski, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, R.M., Judy Martin and Andrea Martin, Sean McGarity and family, Tom McGinnity, Brian Miller, Sarah Miller, Barbara Newell, Nivia, William Oliver, Jay Pandya, family of Bob Perry's, Ann Papard and her many cousins throughout the Ukraine, Aunt Polly, Eileen Rubin and family, Rosemary Cease, Sarai, Shia, Roy Sorbit, Lobsang Tukten, Dion Washington, Pat Watts, Sandy Wimbush, family of Pierre Winfield, Dorje and Kadro the Pigs, Karwana the Chicken, Jersey the Dog, Sasha the Dog. So if you please turn to page 7 in the booklet. I think the booklets are in the bin in the back if you don't have one. And we'll start with the invocation. You emanate from the heart of the Savior of the 100 Devas joyful realm on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd, the King of Dharma, omniscient Losang Drapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me on a lion throne, lotus and moon disc, the perfect pure Lama smiles with delight. Supreme field of the merit of mind's devotion, I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ear ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various arranged flowers, fragrant incense, light, scented water, and so forth, actually performed and mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, and especially actions opposite to the three vows, that I have created from beginning of time, from the bottom of my heart, I regret and fervently confess them all individually. In this time of the five degenerations, you strove for many listenings and realizations and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth by renouncing the eight worldly concerns. In the Savior's extensive deeds, I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure gurus, from billow clouds of compassion, wisdom, and the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfalls of profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings who are the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losang Drapa to shine forever. So if you please turn to page 13 in the booklet, and we'll say the prayer to Lama Tsongkhapa 20 times to ourselves, and then I'll lead the 21st one. Let's chant that together. Okay. 21 in your booklet, and let's read the second stanza of the dedication. In all my life, through the victorious one, Lama Tsongkhapa, acting in person as the Mahayana Guru, may I never turn aside for an even an instant from the excellent path praised by the victorious ones. And now if you please turn to the back of the first base sheet in the white prayer book. Let's chant the short mandala offering before the teaching. And then right below that, request to turn the wheel of Dharma in Tibetan. Sa ji per ki ju.
Sanjay, Welcome back. Today is Lamrim.
Yes.
I think we are Lamrim. It's been a long time now. Welcome back to Lamrim class. So before open the book, so then let's say two stanza from the Lamrim text composed by Lama Tsongkhapa. Lama Tsongkhapa, who is the founder of the Gelugpa traditions, Lama Tsongkhapa, Tibetan master from the Amdo regions, from the same birthplace. Of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, so Amdo Lama Tsongkhapa. He wrote a number of short Lamrim texts to make it easier for us to meditate on. So he made a couple of short Lamrim foundation of all the good qualities. That's one. Second one is called Three Principal Aspects of the Path to Enlightenment, Lamsun Namsun. So, very brief. So then another one that called like Lamrim Nyam Gur. Gur is like, Gur means, you know, literally means song. Nyam Gur, like, how do you say, experiential song of, you know, song of Lamrim, something like Lamrim Nyam Gur. Experiential song of Lamrim. Does it make sense? Experiential song. Song. Everybody knows song. Everybody sing a song. Experiential song of Lamrim. Lam, path. Rim, stages. Stages of path. So that, you know, leads you step by step, you know, how to meditate. To achieve enlightenment, you know, so step by step. The experiential song of Lamrim, or you can say, another way you can say, the experiential song of Lama Tsongkhapa, you know, internal qualities developed based on Lamrim teachings. So now Lamrim is like stages of the path. Lam, path. Rim stages, you know, stages of the path called Lamrim. Shinda Chimbuni le leju, I'm quoting from Lama Tsongkhapa, this text, Lamrim text. Shinda Chimbu. So Shinda Chimbu means like the great chariot.
Treatise?
No, just chariot. Yeah.
Chariot.
So the like.
Chariot.
So meaning, you know, meaning like there's two different view. One is like mind only view, you know, mind only systems. So there's the one view. So another view is, you know, the middle way, the Pasangika view. So mind only view or theory. Or like middle way theory, those two theory kind of like disintegrated after when Shakyamuni Buddha passed away. It's kind of disintegrated. I think after like after Shakyamuni Buddha's passed away, after like 400 years, after 400 years, the Nagarjuna was born. So, So then after 900 years, then Asanga was born. So those are the two called like, a long time ago, you know, so now you have like bulldozer, the one who make the road. Before, I think there's no road. If the chariot, what is the chariot?
Chariot
here. Huh? Chariot here. Okay, what's that one? That one. So when it goes, you know, it can open the, can open up the path, you know. That's how the road has been, I think, probably. When chariot goes, then, you know, if there's no road, when chariot goes, so then there will be path, you know. So similarly, after 400 years, when Shakyamuni Buddha passed away, then Nagarjuna, you know, really, I say, spread or reestablish middle way theory. So then after 400 years, then Asanga, you know, spread or maybe, you know, reestablish the mind-only school view. So that's what these two call. So, Chariot, okay, or something like that. Okay, Shinda Chimbu Ni means two. So that, their name is not mentioned in the text, but that's what it means. It refers to Nagarjuna and Asanga, two of them. Shinda Chimbu Ni Lejube, Shinda Chimbu Ni Lejube, Shinda Chimbu Ni So the Lamrim teaching is the Lamrim teaching is coming from, you know, like passing down on us from, that's the way before Lama Tsongkhapa, way before Lama Adisha. Lama Adisha is the one who found the word Lamrim, but way before that, you know, Lamrim is it's already transmitted, you know, through Nagarjuna and Asanga. That's like talking about 400 after Buddha's, you know, passed away. And after 400, there's like four, then maybe after 1300 years. So since then, Lamrim has been, you know, now transmitted from whom? From Nagarjuna and from Asanga. So that Lamrim teachings really, you know, like, Lamrim teaching, that's what Lama Tsongkhapa said. I'm just quoting Lama Tsongkhapa. So Lamrim teaching will, I say, has ability to fulfill all the wishes. Not the kind of wishes, you know, if you want to steal someone's money, not that kind of wishes, no. All the positive wishes. Lamrim has ability to fulfill all the wishes that include if you want to get enlightened, if you want to liberate yourself from the samsara. Lamrim has full ability to fulfill their wishes. So therefore, no matter who sees Lamrim teachings will get benefit. That's what Lama Tsongkhapa said. Chukku dhene maliko yana dhwa khange tona dhene juice. Whoever sees Lamrim teachings, that person will get benefit from the Lamrim teachings. So then another, then between that stanza and then the stanza I'm about to quote, between this stanza and stanza that I'm about to quote, there's one stanza, I'm going to skip that one. So then the next, no, not the next one, that after that one. Sungrab Kunji Nyingbo Duduwa. Sungrab Kun means, you know, like, there's like Shakyamuni Buddha taught 84,000 scriptures, right? 84,000 scriptures. Why there are 84,000? Because there's 84,000 ways that people generated negative minds. 84,000 ways people become negative, not just one or two. So now, therefore, we should not surprise how the negative minds, you know, generated. There's like 84,000 different ways. People, you know, come to samsara. You know, that's how the negative mind has been generated based on 84 different thousand reasons, I think. That sounds okay. That sounds correct. 84,000 teachings because there's 84 different thousands negative minds or infinite minds. Then, something to do with our breath, so I don't remember that. So, no, how that is like the way they divided, you know, 84,000. Anyway, maybe next witness I'll remember. So then, Sura Kunjinimbo, so that's like entire scriptures they've taught by Shakyamuni Buddha, there's 84,000 of them. Sura Kunjinimbo don't deliver. And that sums up in Lamrim teaching, Sura Kunjinimbo do us. They summarize into Lamrim teachings. Sura Kunjinimbo do us. So because of that, if you read, if you think about, you know, Lamrim, so that's like equivalent of thinking about entire Buddhist teachings. So I'm just saying this, you know, why is, no, it's important, why is important, not why it's like, so I'm saying like studying Lamrim is like equivalent of studying entire Buddha's teachings. No? That's my point. So la kunje nyimbo do so la kunje nyimbo do do so de tune ten da nyembe ja saying even just listening one time so de tune ten da ten is saying reading just one time. Listening just one time, so that you do not need to tamji, 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 cheda, tibi, pinyon, tos. So, the benefit of, you know, like then, if you're explaining that to someone else, or if you're reading for someone else, so then you yourself is like, kind of like, receive the benefit of reading entire Buddha's teachings, explaining entire Buddha's teachings, thinking entire Buddha's teachings. So you will receive the benefit of thinking about entire Buddha's teaching, explaining entire Buddha's teaching, reading entire Buddha's teaching. So therefore, no, you should. If that's the case, that's how much benefit, you know, so that's what Lamrim does, you know. So that's the Lama Tsongkhapa ba. Nanjur ngeja nyamne tada padachuna tiri chatsa los. Lama Tsongkhapa ba say, I myself, what you call, nanjo, like yogi. Yogi does not mean, you know, like someone who has long beard, long hair. It's not like sadhu, you know, sadhu baba. In Nepal, no sadhu, they have long hair, long beard. Then no, yogi does not. Sometimes you see, you know, like all that, like happen, like you see, like yogi photo of yogi. Not no, you doesn't have to be like that. Yogi means, you know, someone who's doing practice. Called yoga means practice. Nanjur yoga, nanjur synonym. The yoga Sanskrit word means practice. Nanjur means practice. Lame nanjur means, you know, then lama refers to guru, nanjur practice, guru yoga practice. Deity yoga means, you know, the someone who's doing deity, practicing like particular deity, visualizing them, then, you know, all of that, that's called deity yoga. So here, nanjur means someone, nanjur refers to practitioner. That's exactly how I did my practice. And if you are requesting, you should do the same if you are seeking liberations. If you are seeking more money, then the Lama Tsongkhapa didn't say you should practice Lamrim. So probably Lama Tsongkhapa would say, probably no. So I need to get a job. I'm not sure what he's going to say. If you are seeking liberation, then Lama Tsongkhapa would say, practice Lamrim. Liberation seeker, someone who seeks liberations, enlightenment. Tadde Chechang, you who seeking liberations and do the same thing. This is Tang Tsa Lo, this request. So that's the benefit of, just want to share that with you. Benefit of, it's not just, studying any books, this is like very important books that we have been studying. So just want to know, so that's what Lama Tsongkhapa said. It's contained entire Buddha's teachings. So reading them, so then like you are reading entire Buddha's teachings. Explaining to someone, then you are explaining entire Buddha's teachings. Thinking on them means meditating on them is like that you are meditating on entire Buddha's teachings. So that's the benefit. Then so I think this is supposed to be, how you say, the reason I'm quoting Lama Tsongkhapa, then it's supposed to help us to inspire, practicing Lamrim. So that's why I explained this stanza. So to inspire the base on, the word by Lama Tsongkhapa, inspire to do Lamrim meditations, okay? Some of you remember where we stopped? Now that's been like a couple of months. Anybody remember?
We were finished the 8 causes of fruitions.
Oh yeah,
and then we were gonna we stopped. There are 3 more causes, and that's where you stopped. So in the Tibetan text, we would be on page 191, that folio. And it's on page 245 in our book.
So basically, this is like part of the karma teaching, I think.
Yes, right? Yes. The very last part of the variety is karma.
This goes so maybe one more stanza that related to this topic, karma. So like maybe if you are Buddhist, so then you take refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha, right? You take refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha. So now that's if you are Buddhist, if you are not Buddhist, then you if you are a believer, but you are taking proper refuge in they were taking refuge in something else. So it doesn't matter at the point of, you know, taking refuge. So probably need to, you know, maybe to have some discussion or think, you know, like why people take refuge? Why people take refuge? Taking refuge under the rock. Do people take refuge under the rock? Under the rock? When it's raining? Huh? Do you use the word, people take refuge in the rock? Mm-hmm. How you say, rock or under the rock? Under rock. R-O-C-K, rock, rock.
That's not a saying.
Huh? No, I'm not saying, but no. Like.
Refuge under the umbrella.
Do people say taking refuge under the umbrella? Oh. Yeah, so that makes sense. Yeah, in a cave, so there has to be something to go in, otherwise, no, it doesn't make sense. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. when people take refuge under the umbrella, when? When it's rain, you know, when it's like very hot outside, you know, they have to have some reason, otherwise why you take refuge? You know, that's like very, very casual way of, you know, thinking about taking refuge. So, people do take refuge in so many reasons that related to this life, you know, so like, carrying umbrella doesn't mean you're using this umbrella all the time, but you use when you need it, then you use, right? Otherwise, there's no. So now, taking refuge, I just want to say, to make sure that we understand why we take refuge, no refuge in the Dhamma Sangha. If you're 100% sure, then it's not going to rain. This doesn't make sense to take umbrella. No reason to take, why you take umbrella, that's just extra burden, things you have to carry. If you're 100% sure, then you know, you take umbrella, then it will protect you from sun or from rain, whatever. Let's just say rain. If you're 100% sure it's going to rain, then rain, you know, there's light or there's some rain, it's very strong rain. So somehow then if you carry the umbrella, it will protect you from getting wet from the rain, if you're 100% sure. If you're not 100% sure whether it's going to rain or not rain, you know, so if you're 100% sure it's not going to rain, then you will not take refuge under umbrella. This is really this life. There's so many things like that. Similarly, I think, you know, it's important, as a Buddhist, it's important to understand. So taking refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha is not like seeking, how you say, protection from rain or from sun. It's not like that. No, but it is still called taking refuge. Why? Because you are not 100% sure, what's going to happen when you pass away. If you're 100% sure, then no need to take refuge. So that's why the same idea. If you're 100% sure, so that you are. This should be encouragement. This should be encouraging to think more about when we take refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha. Should not be discouraging practicing Dharma or taking refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha. Okay, so if we are not 100% sure, what's going to happen, when we leave this life behind. or maybe lower rebirth, or maybe higher rebirth. No, if you are 100% sure that higher rebirth has been guaranteed, the based on something. No, it has to be based on something. Otherwise, that's how you can be sure. She didn't get to be the ding major. So because of that. So that's not 100% sure. Because of that, then take refuge with the Dhamma Sangha. Does it make sense? She didn't get to be the ding major. This is job. Kunjo sundong. Yes. Taking refuge. Will protect. From suffering after this life. Taking refuge with the Dhamma Sangha will protect suffering from suffering. Taking refuge with the Dhamma Sangha will protect from the suffering in the future suffering, means like suffering after this life. Okay? Therefore, Buddha Dhamma Sangha is protectors. It's not like somebody touching some kind of bush, all of a sudden piece of thorn went into their finger. You can take that out. But Buddha is can't take your suffering like that. Otherwise, there'll be no more suffering. That's not the case. That's not how it protects. So it should not be misunderstood. So then, if you think, they will take care of everything. So that means not understanding the natural law of causality, what we call karma. How the Buddha Dhamma Sangha will protect us? Just take out my hand. Suffering of sentient beings cannot be removed just by like this. Not like that. Oh, Buddha gained so much inner qualities, but Buddha cannot give that to you. That's not how it works. Buddha cannot transform. Wire transform. Quick. There's many different ways to transform. The wire transform is the quickest way. You transform here. It's already there, like matter of minutes, it's already beyond oceans. It's not like that, If they can give their internal qualities to you without second a doubt or without second a delay, they will do. That's not how it protects. Buddha will explain truth, conventional truth, ultimate truth. You listen, you read, you study them, then you go deep. That's how we've been liberated. That's how it liberates. Chini dembatembe trovajus. Through ultimate truth, we liberate. So now, the reason I'm saying this is because this topic is related to karma. Therefore, we are not 100% sure what's going to happen. 100% sure what is going to happen. What's going to happen is death. That's going to happen. Whether we know or not know, it's not based on that. That's 100% going to happen. So even the kings, they rule like probably half of the universe. Cannot escape from that. If beggar who's begging on the street, only possess a walking stick, but that same as king. No, when it's come down dead, the same, you know, it cannot escape like that. It's not about how much power you have, how much weapon you have, how much, you know, bomb you have. It's not, you know, nobody can escape. Nobody can escape. So when you think about Lama Tsongkhapa, Lama Adish, all these great masters, so now it's just mere name, you know, it's all came and passed away. So that's what's going to happen. So then, when it happened, then are we 100% sure? So if we're not sure, then therefore we take refuge with the Dhamma Sangha. So then, taking refuge, rather than just mere word, I take refuge with the Dhamma Sangha until I reach enlightenment. And like, then there's a word, then blah, 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 you know, so the middle. So it just, that's not, it doesn't mean that much, you know, just, you know. So then when you say, you know, then with that kind of, you know, understand, if you say it really means something, you know, so then it means something. Chinning a novel tea, Jijo Kunjo Sundun, yes, or, Tisham Russian Temple, Tisham Shim Temple. So therefore, even just, seeing this, I go for refuge with the Dhamma Sangha till I reach enlightenment. Even just seeing that, even just that practice become something so important. It's just this one, there's two lines, you know. I'm going to take refuge with the Dhamma Sangha till I reach enlightenment. You know, if you just whole life, just doing that practice, it becomes so important, so meaningful. Even just that, just two lines. So then just the second stanza, I will say, second line of refuge. By virtue of my merit of practice, then?
May I become Buddha to benefit all sentient beings?
Yeah, that, now that complete refuge in Buddha, just that one, that stanza, the four lines, you know, become so meaningful. Even just, if you end up, you are spending all your life just, you know, doing that practice, you know, become something, how you say in America, become very handy. Handy? It's become very handy. Something very, very important, complicated, you know, not able to do right from the beginning, not knowing them very well. And second, there's no very good foundation. And third, it's because so it's quite complicated. And so many things could go wrong. Easily could go wrong, you know. So this, what can go wrong? I take refuge in Buddha Dhamma Sangha till I reach inner enlightenment, and that by practicing merit created, by practicing giving and etc., just to benefit all sentient beings, what could go wrong? That's how you say, you know. There's nothing go wrong the way you say. That's exactly how you say. If you say in English, Tibetan, Sanskrit, that's exactly the same. What could go wrong? So like even just like spending all your life just that. And in the end, it's become very, very handy. Then you become handyman. you become refuge handyman. See? It's not about how much we know, it's about quality. That's exactly how we should take refuge in Buddha Dhamma Sangha, because there's no guarantee. When the breath ceases, there's no guarantee, you know. So here, right now you can call somebody, your friend, you know, you can go to, so then, so many things that we can solve the problem, you know, so it's not that. Anyway, therefore, when you do refuge in Bodhicitta, when you take refuge in Buddha Dhamma Sangha, then it says, take it well, and take it happily. That's I've been saying this. That's one of my slogan. Last 2 months, happy to do. Not just I have to do. Nobody has to do. You have full right. Do or not do, you have full right. That's your right. When we do it well. That means, you know, happy to do. You know, happy to say, happy to do. That's very important. That's called joyful effort. Now, even just one time, taking the Buddha Dhamma Sangha, till I reach enlightenment, then what? Happy to say. It's not like, oh, I have to say because I have this commitment, that commitment, you know. So, or that teacher says, do this and do that. Not that kind of mindset. Happy to do. Why? It's like benefiting yourself, protecting yourself from suffering. That's why. So this good refuge practice, no? Steady, firm refuge practice. When you say, you're saying and thinking, you know, even though it's just very short, but you're saying, thinking, and doing happily. Then, when you take refuge in the Sangha, there's advice to follow. There's certain things to avoid. Minimum harming other sentient beings. Taking refuge in Buddha, Dharma, means, you know, happily, deliberately, voluntarily making commitment from now on. Don't want to harm any living beings, no? Any living beings, okay? If not all living beings, but at least human being here, no? So they need to be practical. Judging other beliefs, all of that, no? So unnecessary. Unnecessary thinking. Unnecessary saying, things that we say, you know, daily basis, not being mindful, some of them is not necessary. It's not necessary to say, even though you think it's very necessary, and practically it's not necessary. Not necessary to comment on certain things. It's not necessary to have opinion on something. It's not necessary. Not having opinion is better than having opinions. Not saying anything is better than saying something. Even though there may be some joy, temporary joy, seeing something, but you know, it's better to not have that joy. Scratching, scrap. And it feels good, you know, because it's so badly scratched. You know, that feels very good, a little bit. If you over scratch, then next day there will be pain. Even though scratching scab, it feels good, but not having scab is better. That's Nagarjuna said. Same apply. Having opinions sometimes sounds kind of important, but not having opinions is much important. Some kids, that's very true, you know. Other person don't appreciate, but you think so it's important that you say something other person wish that you will not say. But sometimes, you know, it's better before other persons tell you, that, oh, it's not necessary. If you tell yourself it's not necessary, that's much better. Than telling someone else telling you it's not necessary, you know. That's much better. So now it's going a little bit to the outside the line here. Good, steady, firm, meaningful refuge, okay? Then practice the advice. Taking refuge in Buddha Dhamma Sangha, then there's advice to follow, then advice to, there's no certain things not to do. No, there's like, So that depends on what? No? So now that leads to back to the karma teaching here, right here. shining and romage, ding major, tea, jijo, kunjo, sundung, tea, chambrosh, and the temple, the tea, lajan, and mabacha. Tea, carnal, and the less than Nelandos, let's know this Lamrim song of the spiritual experience of Lamrim. There's no sometimes there's 8 lines you say together, so then this one is 8 lines you say together. Teya kala lende lesane lando tsuri dula ra lesos. Teya kala lende leksamne lando tsuri dula ra lesos. So then having this genuine, sincere refuge, when you take refuge with the Dhamma Sangha, having that powerful refuge within your mind stems, that depend on what? That depend on all. Teya kala lende lesane lando tsuri dula ra lesos. That's very much dependent on, heavily dependent on practicing karma. Heavily dependent on practicing karma. Genuine refuge. Taking refuge sincerely, genuinely, happily into Buddha Dharma Sangha and practicing the advice, happily. That's heavily dependent on practicing karma. Karma lende leksamne lando tsuji dula ra leso. Karma lende leksamne lando tsujindula ra lesos. Knowing what is positive actions, knowing what is negative actions, then practicing them wholeheartedly, happily. Sake of your own happiness, that's all. Sake of your happiness, own happiness. I'm going to practice in karma to take care of myself and take care of all living beings. So that's the kind of mindset. I'm going to take care of myself. How? Practicing karma. Practicing karma. I'm going to take care of me and all other living beings. How? Practicing karma. Practicing karma. Oh, that's what it says. Kanalinde leksamne lando tsuji dula ra lekso. Kanalinde leksamne lando tsuji dula ra lekso. Thinking about the downside of the positive negative action, that thinking about the benefit of positive actions. So then, based on that, so then practicing karma, that is heavily dependent on that. Oh, then Lama Tsongkhapa says, I myself practice exactly like that, and if you are seeking liberations, enlightenment, please then do the same things. That's how the every line, the Trunadingirva, 6 line end with that, same like that. No, I myself practice like this, and please, if you are seeking liberation, then do the same thing. That's Lama Tsongkhapa said. Nanjong Ngenjan Nyamne Tetaje, Padde Chojang Tishin Chang Tsa Los, Lama Tsongkhapa requesting. If you are seeking liberation, then do the same thing. Lamcho dubla tinye tsangye tens. But in order to do those practices, what we need human form. Human form? This form, that's why now there's about precious human life. This life, is not just piece of garbage. It's not like, oh, no meaning, no, like, doesn't worth anything. It's just, I don't like myself. All of that is mistaken. It's all mistaken. That's not how you take care of yourself. Lamchok Drupla, Senyu Tsangane, Lamchok, the excellent path, refers to Lamrim. In order to practice that, what you need base. This base is like this human form. So down there's like precious human life. So see, it's been said many times, this is like things like that. So that's why this human form, is very, very, I think, precious. It's very precious. It's not like meaningless. It's not like doesn't worth anything. It's just it's not something that you, I say, dictate, or something that you look down, and something that you become very hard on yourself. This all mistaken. This all like pushing yourself to the darkness. Then you can see anything. something to be happy or grateful that I'm human. You know, something to be happy or grateful. Okay, lamjo dula tsini samene. Oh, manye pato sachi without this human body, not much progress you can make. You can make some progress, but you know, like you can see clearly. Like there are certain animals, they are very smart. You can teach them to say a few words. There's certain bird. But it doesn't, you know, for them, like what it means, it means nothing. But they just repeat the word, you know. So that's kind of wow. So no, we are not like we can say at the same time we can understand the meaning. No, it's not that. That's why I call lamcho dula tsinisa. That's like tsinisa. I mean, this it has all the characteristics to reach enlightenment. It has all the characteristics to reach enlightenment within this form, within this lifetime, within this form. Lamcho dula tsinisa. Manye pato sachi mives. Without that, no, can make much progress. That's what it means. Manye pato sachi mives. Can even you only make some practice, but you know, can make much progress into the path, you know, that lead you to ultimate enlightenment. So this afternoon I'm talking to Gishi Sambo, some other people. So then somehow the conversation leads back to my cat, Ningje, my cat. So Gishi Sambo said, when Ningje passed away, her hand is like this. But no, but doesn't have like that, but no, it's like something like, maybe not exact like that, but somehow like that, that's really, you know, something. So let's see, like, Ningje does make some progress. I'm not sure you can, you know, like, memorize Lamjim text, you know, that's very sure, you know, so, but I think that she created so much merit, you know, going on, coming after me around my altar, you know, because I'm not chasing Ningje, you know, so. I'm asking some dog to bring that chase Ningje around. It's not like that. She's just coming after me. 3 rounds, no problem. She just go, no problem, you know. So then, that's exactly where she passed away. Exactly, you know, where I sit and do my prayer. She choose to be there the last minute, you know. So then, first facing towards the window, Gizamo don't know how she moved again. It's like, barely moving, you know. Somehow Ningje turned back. Then the altar, you know, just looking at the altar. And Gizamo said, you know, so nobody will believe Gizamo said, actually her hand is like this, not looking at the altar. So see, you know. They do make some progress, but you know, Ningje never memorized Lamrim, so but not able to memorize because simply you know, lack of human form. Lamrim, Lamjo Dula, Tsinisa, and the Manye Pato, such a mirror. So then the main cause of this human rebirth, is practicing ethics. Sutrim. Sutrim leshe means, morality, no? Practicing ethics. See? So that's the principal cause of this human rebirth. Lamjo dula tsinisa manye pato ti masa mebe jula loves. So then when we talk about ethics, it's not just but this ethics that is related to the speech, ethics that is related to the mind, ethics that is related to the body, no, physical body. So those ethics are So then see like it's not easy because you know this is called degeneration time, no. It's not easy. Everything is so difficult, you know. To creating marriage is not that easy. But, say, we have like 253 vows. 253 vows. Fully ordained monks has 253 vows. Used to be quite easy to practice all of them, you know. All of them, not just one, all of them, quite easy because 2,500 years ago, there's not many. Distractions. Quite easy. So now the world is full of distractions, full of distractions. The world is full of distractions. So therefore, someone in 2,500 years ago, someone who is practicing all of them purely, so now someone who is practicing one of them, equal benefit. It's like equivalent of practicing all of them. Why? Because time-wise, it's called degeneration. Time is, people thinking all kind of, people not used to think all kind of things. Now people that number of thought increase, not decreasing, is increased dramatically. So then changing then is very difficult. It's not used to be that difficult, but now it's very difficult. How many of us convinced by Lamrim teaching? How many of us convinced with Lama Tsongkhapa teachings? No, not that easy. So that also helps, practicing all of them purely. So that time, so now practicing one of them purely, equal benefit. Who said that? Buddha said, where in the sutra? Somewhere there in the sutra said, why the time was so difficult. So then, something, that's also encouragement too. So then, therefore, practicing ethics, so then it's very good, it's very important to practice ethics. That's also important. So that's also related to karma. That's what I'm explaining, because this is related to the karma. Gosum digdung time baba this. Gosum, three draw, body, speech, mind. This goes three draw, gosum. If those three draws been polluted by, if those three draws are polluted, so. Then we get so far away from the true happiness. When our three doors get polluted by something negative, then we get far away from the distance between us and happiness. It gets bigger, longer and longer. So not like somebody making you far away from happiness. It's like Gosum did not to me about this. So, how about native nature? So therefore, I'm telling you, don't get discouraged. Vajrasattva mantra. That's not just one syllable. That's like hundreds. You are talking about hundred syllables. That's quite difficult to memorize, right? Because I said, 35 Buddha postures. That's like 35 going down and up and down. That's quite difficult. So I'll not do. Just go around one stupa. That's not that difficult. Going just around one stupa. It's not difficult. So if Nietzsche can go three rounds, no problem. If Nietzsche can go without complaint, three rounds, of course, we can definitely go. So now, that's why stupa. That's why they build a stupa. When you go to Nepal, next time when you go to Nepal, you see the stupa built by one woman. Hundred and hundred people every single day go around. They say, I'm very happy today. You ask them, what happens? I managed to go around 30 rounds today. That's really happiness, It's not that something you eat or maybe something, somebody give you some gift or you buy something. It's not like that, You're just happy. So I really want you to take advantage, don't tell me about this. If our three doors been polluted, then we become, there's a distance between happiness and ourselves is getting bigger, bigger and wider. Therefore, purification is so important. Oh, maybe I've just because it's kind of a little bit difficult practice, you know, so I don't know how to say what's the mantra. I don't know that about Buddha practice. That's okay. That's okay. If you know them, very beneficial. If you don't know them, that's also okay. You can just go around the stupa. See, like, when you read the benefit of going around the stupa, how much negative karma purifies, is unbelievable. You know, it's just going around. If Nietzsche can die very peacefully just going around my altar, can you imagine that? Now, that's not in the sutra. That's something that I was in California when she's dying, but Gigi Sambo was there, so Gigi Sambo, you know. So no reason Gigi Sambo to lie, because no, Gigi Sambo doesn't get anything. I didn't give him any penny, so just telling the stories, Gigi Sambo doesn't get anything. So if that's the case, you know, so then the story is like that, you know, the pig chased by a dog going around, you know, you see those stories in the sutra, but ninjas, story is not in the sutra, it's in like in North Carolina here. No, it's not in the sutra, it's in North Carolina. It happened here in North Carolina. So then, Saba later goes on, they don't remember about this. Whenever you discover that your three doors have been polluted, is there a feeling guilty? Guilt? Now there's a big difference between here, no? Is there a feeling guilt, guilty of something, you know? That's not a good start. That's not a good start about thinking of something negative. That's not how you start to think about something negative. That's not good way of thinking what went wrong. So you could think out of positive intention, you can think what went wrong. You could think that from positive intentions. You don't have to think that from negative intentions, negative mindset. Right from the beginning, you think something that went wrong. Right from the beginning, you are thinking about your initial thinking is negative. What you are thinking is negative. What you are doing is negative. Can you imagine? No. So then people say, then that's how people become so hard on themselves. So hard on themselves, no compassion. No compassion at all, no compassion. No compassion at all, no compassion. What do you do? You know, when you think something, when you think about what went wrong, because my tree was polluted, because of that what went wrong, you are thinking that out of compassion, loving kindness. So then you are thinking from positive mindset, you are thinking, what you are thinking, same, something negative, what went wrong, that's what you're thinking. What are you, now big difference is like, initial thought is positive, it's not negative, it's not out of guilt, you know, it's more like out of regret. Regretting towards something negative is positive, regretting towards something positive, that's negative. Regret can be both positive, negative, but the guilt is always negative. So, so then, you know, and you are thinking something what went wrong out of positive intentions, and what you are doing is something positive. You're not just sitting there, okay, so, oh, could have done this, could have done that, should have done, could have said this. We all create the mantra, guys, would have, could have, should have. Yeah, instead of reciting that mantra, would have, could have, should have, would have, could have, should have, would have, could have, should have, should have. No benefit at all, you know. We all do. No, I'm not just saying you are doing that. No, we all do. Could have, should have, would have. No benefit. So, instead of that, just going around the stupa. You know, it's so easy to go around the stupa. If the pigs purify negative karmas, running out of fear of life, chasing by a dog, around, end up going around the stupa. If that's what Buddha says is true, we are going around. Intention, it's not just somebody chase. You know, we are running out of our life. You know, it's not like that. So I, you know, since that, the story about ninjas really inspired me so much. You know, I read. You can read the benefit of going around the stupa. You know, so, and since then, you know, I was really inspired. You know, there's something you can, you know, if you can explain. So, Gosum, they don't remember love and religion nature. So that's what you do as a Buddhist, you know. You think about something negative or a positive intentions, then you do something positive. Then, in the end, there will be no guilt. There will be no guilt. That's the way to eliminate guilt. There is no guilt, you know. Instead of feeling bad, you feel good. It's like looking at the dirty dishes in your sink. Or thinking, oh, could it be clean? Should it be clean? Would it be clean? Thinking in the sink, dirty dishes. Saying, oh, could it be clean? Yes, yesterday. Could it be clean? Day before yesterday. Should it be clean yesterday? This is not being clean. So that when you clean, then you know, before it's not really happy, it's kind of dirty. When you clean, you know, it changes, mind doesn't change, you know. It's like that, you know, it's that, exactly like that. When you purify, you know, instead of guilt, you feel good. Not because the action itself is something positive, you know, it's not because of that, because what you did for that makes you feel good. So that's, I think, the way to eliminate, you know, guilt, I think, you know. Guilt. So then, Baba Lady, the one name, Junto Tojitsawa Tempache, Junto Tojitsawa Tempache. So, then daily, you know, daily basis, you know, what we call this four power. Whether you know them technically or not, just idea, it's important to understand idea. Oh, four power sounds quite, very technical, you know, very like fancy, but idea, you know, idea. The power of object, you know, object is like taking refuge in Buddha Dhamma Sangha, or maybe going around the stupa, there could be power of object. So then power of antidote itself, you know, so going round itself is like antidote. So then among those four powers, the regret is more important, regret, you know, I regret. And here if you say, like, been there, done that, been there, done that, but you know, then do it again, the same thing, been there. The regret, no, regret, that's key, that's more, out of this four power, the regret, no, then you know, that's not a very fancy word, regret, no. Not just, no, oh, so happy, no, I hurt that person really badly, so I'm really, really happy now. No, then there's no regret, no. So, and people, It's very unfortunate. People don't say, oh, I feel great because I show a lot of compassion to that person. I feel great. No, people don't say that. No, so that's not strength. Strength, but compassion, that's strength. So regret, you know, regret. So then going around the stupa, that can be like antidote. Or maybe saying, oh, manipene hum, the mantra. Or maybe giving food, you know, giving like, anything, any benefit, any type of benefit, doesn't have to be sit like here, you know, 24 hours, that's quite hard, you know, long hours sitting like, that's quite hard. Doesn't have to be like that, you know, when you go to supermarket, opening the door, letting somebody in, that could be antidote too, you know. So long time ago, there's no supermarket, you know, nobody goes to store, there's no store, you know, everybody cook themselves. So now there's more opportunity, more distraction, at the same time, more opportunity, you know. Letting someone else, you know, then there's so many opportunities, you know. Doing any good, that can be antidote. Antidote doesn't have to say a mantra, doesn't have to go stupa, but you know, there's more benefit. Anything that doing good could be antidote, you know, antidote. So then, you know, technically taking refuge in Buddha Dhamma Sangha, there's the power of object. So then reciting mantra, meditating on emptiness, reciting mantra, building holy object, you know, such as statue, stupa, temple, and reciting sutra, all of that, you know, that's like antidote. So then regret, you know, regret is like, regret, you know, from something negative. So then the voluntary commitment, oh, from now on, next minute, I'm going to control myself. next 5 minutes, 1 hour, you know. So then I can slow, you know, like the like one times a day, no, one at a time. I say one day at a time, or that if you shorten that, if you shorten that, 1 hour time, one day at a time, one day at a time. It's just saying, oh, from now on till my last breath. That sounds quite very long. So we should not give up because of that, no? So one day at a time, like that, okay? Regret. Then there's like, you know, voluntary commitment not to repeat this again. So that's for power. The purification is very, very important. There are so many different ways to purify, you know. Don't just feel like, oh, I think mantra is too long to memorize, you know. It's like too complicated to say. I'm not sure I'm saying, pronouncing them correctly or not correctly. Just go around the stupa. That's all. Just go around the stupa. Just go around the stupa. Oh, yeah, no. This complete form of merit, as I mentioned, is very important. What could go wrong? What could go wrong going out of stupa? What could go wrong? Doesn't require much knowledge, you know, what could go wrong? Other form of, there's many, many complicated practice. Yeah, there are so many things could go wrong. First of all, there's no foundations. No, so, what could go wrong? There's complete form of merit. Reciting Om Mani Padme Hum, what could go wrong? You know, so this is a complete form of merit. So there, you know, so then eventually that you will have frequent dreams, you know, taking shower, climbing mountain, you know, seeing sunshine in your dreams. That's a sign that you are purifying. The sign, purifying. Seeing, you know, monastic, you know, like monks and nuns, like things like that. Then there's, you know, pre-sign that purification is working. So then Lama Tsongkhapa said, I myself did the same things. If you are seeking liberation, enlightenment, please do same things. You will get benefit. That's Lama Tsongkhapa said. Each line he's kind of recursing that. Now, the Ngayjian Yamne Teta said, Tadde Chujang Tiji Chang Tsa Lo. So there's, you know, there's like the, there's two stanzas related to the karma teachings. See, it's only two stanzas that relate to the karma teaching. So, but, you know, there's short lamrim that's composed by Lama Tsongkhapa. So this also composed by Lama Tsongkhapa. It has detailed information, you know. That's why it gets so thick. So now, probably here, after now, after studying karma, oh, time is over, sorry. So stop, maybe next Wednesday, okay? So just, you know, finish that time. So then next Wednesday is like, the purpose of studying karma section in this Lamrim. What's the purpose of that? No, what I should do after that? No, so then after that it's like practicing karma. No, that's the next witness. Okay, next witness. You know? Is there a discussion, Lamla? After no discussion, right? So then please, you know, maybe talk a little bit about taking refuge, you know, so easy. So maybe can we discuss on that? Taking refuge, I think, you know, something easy. So then I will say a few mantras, you know. So I've been saying, so I should say this every class, few mantras, you know, some of them for your health, some of them from, you know, just simply hearing the mantras, you know, prevent from untimely death. Then it also prevent from the lower rebirth, all of that. And so I've been doing this now couple of many months here at the center. Reason, somebody requested me to do something because they are, you know, some of their kids having suicidal thoughts. And it's heartbreaking to hear. There's really nothing much I can do, as I mentioned before. So then, since I've been studying those number of mantras, you know, so then with my devotion to the mantras and hearing them will help, and some of them for your health, okay? Take only 2 minutes. Jidhaya jamiya tawa tsepa miya jimei jawa mani jumza maa gamiya dunga chupa nam jiya jawa sa jaya tsepa miya na jaya zala. Om namo bhagava te apara mida yunja na sumo nisa tata nola zaya tata gata ya araha te sa mesa muda ya te ada mune mune maa mune apara mida mune apara mida mune jana. Sumo rama se te oma sa vasa makara pare jude nama te kangara samga te sambo wabi jude maa na ye pare wale soha. Namo ratna ataya ya namaya jana sagada beruza nambu chuvara zaya tatakata ya ara adesa mesa budaya atiyata ara adesa budaya namasa vatatakata be ara adesa mesa budibe namaya avalo ki tishara ya budisata ya maasada ya maakaro nikaya atiyata om dara diri diri duru duru iji viti saleta ya tatale kusume wara ili mili titizala abana ya sova namara nataya ya namura nataya ya namaya jana sagada Chuara Buara Daya Namo Radaya Namaya Jana Sagara Bishuatanaya Chuara Daya Dadakataya Ara de Samasama Buddhaya Namasavata Dagadabi Ara de Samasama Buddhibi Namaya Lokiti Sharaya Buddhisataya Mahasaya Mahakara Nigaya Teatom Dada Diri 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 Arah de Samasam Buddha, Namasavata Takatam, Arah de Samasam Buddha, Namaya, Lokitisha, Buddhisataya Masa, Makaru, Nigaya, Teatam, Dara, Diri, Duru, Iti, which is a little translator, Kuzume, or Illimili, Citizen, Abana, so Chaju. Gewati, and it's a Jerry, one of the Novaji, and Maluva, Jerusalem, Chiwatan, and Lila, Egypt, the Pana, and the Chaju, and the Tawana Mata. So one of you want to mention the Jewish 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 Then by your name, by your chosen daughter, Major Major Banaja, when you're going to put in the water, Major Major. She was always chosen now for the case of the Major Tim Dada. She does not know as soon as you just don't know all of that about the by your name, by your name. Today, the teacher was another one of the ones who got the man of the region, the Bolachas, the Chajus, and Basamas Mokuno, some Bolachas, the Teat on Panzadi, our Budana, so what you did, the teacher, but other Mayanamas, the man of the region, the Bolachas, the Chajus, and Basamas Mokuno, some Bolachas. They are the own bandar, the Awan Buddha, and so on.